98.1 KZE. It's Adam here at the Ulster County Fairgrounds for the Ride for Mental Health, which is happening imminently. Gulp. Anyway, I've had the honor of being joined here by Beth Atwood and Len Valvo, who are doing the ride today. But they also want to talk a little bit, I want to talk to them a little bit, about this organization they started up about 6 years ago? Five years ago?
Good morning.
Talking to the mic when you do talk, because
our
listeners want to hear what you're saying. Shake off the stigma, it's called. Can you talk, I understand it's a sensitive topic, but can you talk a little bit about the backstory, the origins of Shake Off the Stigma, and you can both kind of share this.
Yeah,
this,
sure.
Right in front of you.
Yeah. I lost my brother 6 years ago, 5 years ago to suicide. He was an avid cyclist. So in trying to find purpose in the pain after losing him, I was searching for some cycling event that would bring awareness to mental health. Len is and was the best friend to my brother. So reached out to him immediately, and he immediately jumped on and was like, let's make a team and let's do this. So, Len, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, so the way that it kind of all started, Brent got me into cycling. I bought his used bike, and I started cycling with him, and then he went through his struggles, and we were both with him the whole way. And then when, like Beth said, we found this ride, the reason behind Team Shake It Off is because Brent was really funny, and he was lip-syncing the Taylor Swift song in his truck, and he actually, there's a YouTube video of him doing it, and he lip-synced the song from Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, and it's absolutely hysterical. That was Brent, and so that's where he came up with the team name, Team Shake It Off, so it kind of fitting.
It's very fitting. I think it's a great name.
So the reason to shake it off is not to shake off and say someone should shake off mental illness, is to shake off the stigma.
The stigma.
And
right,
to make
exactly.
sure that it's okay. Have conversations. Talk about it. Let people know that you're struggling.
I did a yesterday at the station. I just went outside and I did a little video doing one more reaching out, pleading for anybody at this stage. It's we're right down to the wire, but if anybody wants to make one last donation, please do. And you know, because I said everybody that's listening or watching this has some either themselves or someone in their lives who is coping or dealing with this issue of mental health, and so we all understand it. There's no one who's outside of that population.
Yeah.
Ironically, too. So we're from Buffalo, New York, and I actually am a senior maintenance supervisor for Horizon Health Services, which is for mental health and drug rehabilitation. So I've seen a lot now over the past 13 years I've been with that company that it's, you know, it's everywhere. It affects every family. It doesn't discriminate. So
yes, right. Yeah. Well, I really, really appreciate your sharing your story with our listeners and with me. And you're sending me off that much more inspired for do it for your brother. Beth, so thanks for that. Just let our listeners know where they can find out more about Shake Off the Stigma.
Well, we don't have a formal organization. We're
right.
just a small team that is very passionate about this issue.
And you raise a lot of money, it turns out.
And we try really hard to raise awareness locally and then raise a lot of money to try and benefit McLean because of the important work that they're doing.
That's in Virginia, that McLean Hospital, is that what you're referring to?
I'm sorry?
Or McLean, you said?
Yeah, McLean Hospital benefits from this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that in Virginia or Massachusetts?
They're in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in conjunction through Harvard University, and so it's a great organization. It's done a lot. McLean has done a lot
for
mental health.
Thank you both again, and have a great ride today. Anna. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy. All right. I'm here with Alyssa and Terry here at the Ulster County Fairgrounds as we, I got to start biking any minute now. Hey, Alyssa, since you're here.
Yes, Adam.
How are you?
I'm doing well, Adam.
Okay. Is this our last break here on the Ride for Mental Health?
We're going to sneak one more in if
right,
we definitely can.
All right. Thanks. All right. In the meantime, we'll take a short break. We'll be back in a little bit. 98.1 KZE.